step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
On the CBUS HomeImprovement.com live line, Mark Summerson from Columbus Business First joins us now. And I know there's plenty going on in the city, but Mark, when you talk about Big Ten football coming back online next month, I would imagine, A, the university's happy because that money's going to start flowing. B, players and coaches excited because there's all kinds of talk about this being a national title type team. But C, any business that is tied to Buckeye football or around campus got to be jacked today.
Oh, yeah. We're talking with a bunch of them. We have our cover story for next week. We'll be on the business side of this and what local businesses are doing. And they're very excited about this for sure.
So walk me through. I mean, there's a lot of, the mentality of it is exciting because it's something that Columbus rallies around. But practically, if there's going to be little to no fans welcome in the stadium, what kind of impact is that going to have on that area? And ultimately, will that kind of tap down the business revenue and the buoy for that small business owner in the campus area?
Yeah, well, just for Ohio State alone, I mean, their ticket sales last year were $50 million, and then also $7 million on concessions, parking, and programs. So the university takes a huge hit. Locally, people don't really know yet. The restaurants are excited because people still like to gather and watch the football games. It's going to be more socially distanced and not a full throng in those restaurants and bars, but there will be some.
Yeah.
And anything around Ohio State football gets people together. The university is a little afraid of it. They don't want huge tailgates. They don't want people partying because that can become a huge impact on the numbers of coronavirus in town. But the businesses are cautiously optimistic about this because anything associated with Ohio State football, it's such a big event every Saturday in the fall that they think that there will be an uptick in business.
Well, see, but that's the thing. It's such a tightrope. Like, if you're the university, how do you artfully and respectfully, talk social distancing but not love the fact that people are so excited they would even want to come down to the area knowing they can't even get in the stadium?
Well, yeah, Joel, you hit it right on the head with the tightrope. The other day, Gene Smith was asking the media to remind people not to have big parties. But for a big part of it, it's the university's job, too, is to get that message out. Like, hey, we barely got back to football. This is one of those things that the Big Ten wrestled with and then reversed their decision. So let's not screw this up and make sure that people stay safe during this thing, because if you don't, it could threaten the whole thing, and which is right there on the precipice anyway. This is a big unknown for the university. It's a big unknown for the Big Ten, and they don't want to screw it up the first time back.
Yeah, so we don't really know what's going to be for businesses in the area, but as far as the university goes, I mean, you already mentioned, $50 million in seats and $7 million in parking and concessions. So, I mean, they were talking about maybe losing like $130 million TV money and all that. It's not going to make them whole, but it's going to get them at least halfway.
Yeah, the media rights last year were $34 million, and that was before the postseason. So they're counting on some of that money coming back. They're still going to lose a lot of money, but anything that they can do to bring in revenue, they're happy with right now.
Yeah, and, some of those businesses, are almost exclusively Buckeye-oriented, whether it's a Conrad's or, any place that sells jerseys and banners and bumper stickers and stuff like that. It doesn't matter that the stadium's not open to them. People are back on board. And with the team, again, we don't know because they haven't played any yet, but there's tremendous buzz on this team being one of the elite programs. That's got to be great news for businesses that sell that type of merchandise.
Yeah, I mean, you travel the country, too. You could go anywhere in this United States and even outside and see Buckeye gear.
Right.
People love to wear it wherever they are. I can't I can't remember an airport that I've been in that I haven't seen somebody wearing something that says Ohio State on it. So, yeah. And people love getting new stuff. And anything that can bring them back to a little bit of normalcy,
yep.
I think you're going to see people starting to buy stuff again and showing their pride in the university that they love.
Yeah, right on, right on. So, again, you say that's kind of the business in the area down in campus area. That's going to be your cover story next week?
Yeah, and it's going to be those outside of it, too. I mean, there are Buckeye stores all over the place. And because there won't be this big buzz around the stadium, it could spread out that people want to go see the game somewhere outside of their own home. So it could be a sports bar across town. It could be one in another county. Hopefully this will spread around and help some of the businesses that desperately need it.
Yeah, for me, it's anybody that's got a bigger TV than I do, and that's about everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Mark Summerson, our guest from Columbus Business First. Okay, we pivot away from Ohio State football, which is hard to do in Columbus. But I tell you, the Sheetz people are just impressing the heck out of me. I mean, we've had all this conversation about, you know, where they've tried to build and to get a little chin music. But they're coming in. I see TV commercials where they've partnered up with the Mid-Ohio Food Cooperative. They really seem to do it right.
Oh, yeah. They have just set their sights on Central Ohio. This is a Altoona, Pennsylvania-based company that has 600 locations in six states, but not that much around Central Ohio. They've got two that they've broken ground on, one in Obetz and one in Delaware. Four others are in stages of development. And we sat down with the president. His name is Travis Sheets. And they're planning to do a dozen locations a year. That means 50 stores by 2025 in Central Ohio, which is a huge aggressive push. Wow. I did not know that we were lacking so many convenience stores, but apparently we are, because they really, really are high on Columbus.
Yeah, well, you know, we've talked about them in the past, and I mean, people that like them like their food. So, I mean, in your mind, can you tell me right now, like, who would their competition be? Who are they trying to displace from the fabric of Columbus?
You know, there's the UDFs, there's the Marathons, there are any of the convenience stores that people go into. This one is supposed to be a little more higher end on the food, to the point where they have drive-throughs. Not all of them are going to have them, but where there's space, they're going to put drive-throughs in, and people go there just for the food. So it will compete, I guess, a little bit with fast food restaurants. It's going to compete with the other convenience stores that are out there, and you're going to see them all over Central Ohio. I mean, they're blanketing the area, so the competition is about to get very, very tough for those already here in Central Ohio.
Right, and see, but that's the thing. When you, like just today, but when we talked about it in the past, I don't think of going into UDF or Marathon for food. So when you talk, I mean, Sheetz food, people love it. That's exactly where my brain went. It's like, I wonder, you know, if McDonald's or Wendy's or Burger King or White Castle, if they're going to have to kind of, you know, circle the wagons and protect their turf when Sheetz moves in somewhere near them.
Yeah, I guess you'll see that if McDonald's starts putting in gas pumps. You'll know that the competition is really heating
see,
up.
I would think Taco Bell is the only one that you think about gas, but maybe that's another
that's
thing.
Good.
Anyway, so we got all that going on, and then finally it looks like there's going to be a little work down on the peninsula, the Scioto Peninsula.
Yeah, it's one of those things that we kind of forgot about almost. It was such big news in the past couple of years when they first announced it. They had a false start with the first developer that was going to come in and the vision for that. They hired another one, and then they just broke ground this week. Okay. I mean, we're talking about starting over 10 years of work, $500 million over 27 acres right behind COSI and across the street from the Veterans Museum. The first phase is going to have six buildings, 7 acres. There'll be hotels, residential units, offices, retail space, green space, pedestrian walkways. This is going to spur a lot of development in that area that used to be called Franklin. Now they're calling it the Scioto Peninsula. It's a big deal.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I've been in that area some. I'm trying to think, where does the flood wall go? Is the flood wall coming on the, let's see, the would that be on the like the north and east side of that, or does it go around at the other side?
I think it goes around the other side.
Okay.
This is going to go from COSI down to the railroad tracks. It's right now it's a bunch of empty buildings and a lot of parking lots. The city has had their on that for quite some time. Yeah. On, you know, Franklinton's already starting to get built up.
Right.
There's a lot of interest in it. And you have this space that has sat empty for so long behind the old Central High School. And COSI came in and developed it. The Veterans Museum redeveloped. And now you're going to see this massive push to get more development there, which Columbus needs. I mean, our population is going to be growing so much by 2050, another million people, that you're going to have to put them somewhere.
Right.
And they're counting on this spurring all sorts of new development.
So is there any sense that the people that this is going to displace, where they're going to go?
Well, again, it's a lot of empty spaces down there. There is that problem when you have new development going in with higher rents, with brand new buildings and offices moving, then it may displace some people and push them maybe further west. I don't know. That's a good question, and we're going to have to see how this plays out over a decade.
I got you. Mark, before I let you roll this morning, I just am curious, because you seem to have a pretty good sense of what's going on in the city and a decent sense of humor. How did you receive a word from the governor about trick-or-treating? He's like, you know, like normal, we're going to allow communities to kind of decide what they want to do. But he was very clear to point out that you're going to have to wear your face mask at Halloween.
Well, it's one of those holidays where you got to wear a mask anyway, so you might as well just if you're going to do it and you feel safe going out there, make sure your kids have masks on. Mm-hmm. You should wear one yourself. And if you're manning your door and handing out candy, make sure you have one too. This may be the year that we just put our bowl out front and say, take one, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, is that right? You're thinking you don't want to see the kids come up and knock on the door? You just maybe put the bowl out there and let them police it themselves, huh?
You know, I may just watch from my window. My wife loves talking to the kids and seeing them. But, you know, we just want to play it safe this year. I think everybody does. And we'll have to see how it goes. But, yeah, I may be just watching from the window.
Hello, it is Ryan. And I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me. And you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.